The Wrangell Medical Center Foundation focuses on three main areas. One of them is providing scholarships to those in Wrangell who are interested in pursuing a career in healthcare. This will help students go elsewhere for training and education with the hope that they will return to Wrangell and work. The goal is for Wrangell to grow its own healthcare workforce and to have every healthcare position in town be filled by a local resident. Noel Ray is the CEO for the Wrangell Medical Center and a member of the foundation's board of directors.
It's a kind of an industry-wide concept for a lot of industries, I suppose, is growing your own and trying to get local folks that we know are familiar with Wrangell, plan on hopefully coming back to Wrangell, investing in them so they come back and provide health care here.
According to Ray, funds for the health career scholarships are still being developed, but the foundation encourages interested individuals to seek information. The second focus on the Wrangell Medical Center Foundation is cancer care. This program is dedicated to reducing the impact of cancer-related problems by offsetting travel expenses for individuals with cancer as well as for their families. Cancer care provides financial grants up to $1,000 to help cover expenses related to traveling outside of Wrangell for treatment. This includes actual travel costs, hotel accommodations, child care, as well as other assistance. The goal for the foundation is to minimize the disruption caused by having to travel elsewhere for quality cancer treatment. Recently, cancer care received a large contribution.
Nancy Murkowski has what it's called the Waterfall Foundation, and it's a Alaska organization dedicated to raising funds to support breast cancer awareness and treatment in Alaska. And I think since they've started, they've raised a little over $4 million over the last dozen or so years. That's all been in Alaska. They recently made an award to the foundation, somewhere around the total of, I think, $24,000. So most of that, $20,000, we think will go into the cancer care component, and the remainder $4,000 will go into the scholarships piece of the foundation. So it was very exciting, very generous donation, and we're very, very thankful for Nancy Murkowski and her board and her funders.
Through this and other funding, the cancer care component of the foundation is ready to accept applications. Although all Alaskans are eligible to receive cancer care, the program targets residents in the Wrangell borough and those in the surrounding area like Petersburg.
We do have an application form. It's online, and we would encourage anybody to, if they're dealing with cancer with family or themselves, certainly contact us, fill out that form, and we'll do everything we can to support their travel and logistics to get them out for the services and the care that we can't already provide here in Wrangell.
The third focus of the Wrangell Medical Center Foundation is supporting the effort of building a new medical campus that encompasses all the healthcare agencies. The facilities on the campus will have state-of-the-art technology and last for at least the next 40 years. This effort is being led by staff of the Wrangell Medical Center and the Hospital Board. The Wrangell Medical Center Foundation Board of Directors is comprised of Wrangell residents Janet Bunas, Lynn Campbell, Brian Merritt, Noel Ray, Mark Walker, and Board President Mark Robinson. Ray credits Bunas, who is the director of nursing at the hospital, with having the vision for the foundation and getting it organized. While off to a very good start, Ray says the board still needs to get all their goals established.
What we need to do as a group, since we are just forming, is do some planning pieces. What are those goals? And I'd like to have the community involved in some of that goal setting.
For more information on the Wrangell Medical Center Foundation, or to find out how to get involved, contact any of the board members. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.